AP Update, I'm Diane Kepley. As the dig out from the blizzard of 2016 continues, some cities are doing better than others in the East. New York is slowly getting back to normal, with most of the major streets in the city cleared. But in Washington, D.C., it's a different story. The federal government remains closed, and many side streets are still clogged with snow. Emergency Management Director Chris Geldart says getting the snow out of the way will take some time.
We have to plow it, open up lanes so that we can have people travel, and then we need to pick it all up and get it out of here so that we have full access.
At least 36 people have died as a result of the storm, many of them in car accidents, carbon monoxide poisoning, or heart attacks while shoveling. Flying remains particularly messy after airlines canceled nearly 12,000 weekend flights and hundreds more today. Airports resume limited service in New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and in the Washington area. But passengers around the country are having to reschedule flights because of all of the delays and cancellations. AP Update. I'm Diane Kepley.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.